Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are, 3 days away from the transmittal break, that point in the legislative session where over 1,000 bills will die and we can breathe a sigh of relief. One of those bills is House Bill 465, a bill to add sexual orientation and gender identity as special protected classes under Montana human rights law. This bill has been around in one form or another for the past 20 years, and it's always contentious. At the Montana Family Foundation, we try to bring logic and reason to the table. In our opinion, laws should be based on facts that are observable, quantifiable, and objective, easily applied to everyone in a predictable way. The other side tends to bring arguments that are subjective and emotional, paving the way for laws that are unpredictable and hard to enforce. House Bill 465 is a great example. Under the definitions portion of the bill, sexual orientation means real or perceived romantic attraction. What does the word perceived mean, and how can that be measured? If this law were passed, juries would be forced to ascertain not only what's real, but also what's perceived. And the definition for gender identity is even worse. It says that gender identity or expression means gender-related identity, appearance, expression, or behavior, thus using the term gender identity to define itself. It's a circular construct that means nothing. During testimony on this bill, we pointed out these problems along with a myriad of other inconsistencies, one of which garnered a response from 9-time Wimbledon tennis champion Martina Navratilova. While pointing out the inherent unfairness of allowing boys who believe they're girls to compete in women's sports, Montana Family Foundation attorney Anita Milanovic quoted Ms. Navratilova, who said in a recent op-ed that a rule allowing biologically male professional athletes to compete according to their self-declared gender rewards cheats and punishes the innocent. Her words, not ours. But we wholeheartedly agree. Ms. Navratilova was angry that we used her quote to oppose what she sees as an equal rights bill because she's fought for years for equal rights for the LGBT community. That's fine, but you can't have it both ways. House Bill 465 specifically allows men who believe they're women to use women's showers, restrooms, and locker rooms, all of which was included in the Obama administration letter demanding that schools allow students to play on sports teams of the gender with which they identify. Which begs a question of Ms. Navratilova. Why is it cheating and punishing the innocent for a biological male to compete on a professional women's team, but it's somehow fair for that same biological male to compete on a women's team as a non-professional? It makes no sense. The same would also hold true for a rule that allows biological males to receive scholarships or other opportunities earmarked for women to promote women's access. These are valid questions that must be explored and answered before a sweeping new discrimination policy is established in law. A motion to bring House Bill 465 to a vote on the House floor will happen sometime in the next 48 hours. Please go to our website at montanafamily.org and urge the legislators listed there to vote no on House Bill 465. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.